You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on Fox Sports 910.
All right, welcome back to Who's Talking, and we're going to jump quickly to Dr. Jody Smith of Ortho Virginia. All right, Jody, we talked earlier today about Mariel Shayok and the sprained wrist on his shooting hand. I'm sure this is something you see often from athletes. How do you deal with it, and how do you treat it?
You know, it's tough, right, because I don't think it really matters how severe the injury is. It's more a matter of how much it affects his comfort shooting the ball. You know, sprained wrist can be anything from a torn ligament to just a gentle stretch, but if it affects his comfort when he goes through a shooting motion, it's going to throw a shot off, and much like it happened to Joe Harris a few years ago when he broke a small bone in his hand, as long as it's enough to affect the shot, it's going to inhibit his ability to score.
Well, you're in an area of my expertise there, particularly if it's taped. And I think with Joe Harris, they had some sort of device on the hand. So you're exactly right. That's going to change the shooting and make a difference. What about Lendon Perrante's? His appendix was removed, what, Sunday a week ago? Do you think he's likely to play tomorrow night against West Virginia?
If you go by last year's Justin Anderson out for 9 days, they do it so almost minimally invasively now, that I think it's certainly a possibility. I mean, obviously they're not going to put him out there until he really feels ready to go, but it's certainly within medical technology today, the way they do it, I think he could get out there.
Yeah, I think it would certainly I think he's key to the flow, particularly on the offensive end. I think defensively they might be fine without him. On the offensive end, I think Lendon makes a big difference relative to the flow.
They with West Virginia pressing and putting so much pressure on the ball in the backcourt, having he and Thompson out there would make a big difference, having both of them available.
Absolutely right there. Well, Jody, as always, we thank you and Ortho Virginia for everything that you do for us and everything that you contribute to the show. We have had a fantastic fall with your support, and we're looking forward to next fall and the new head football coach and a new staff and a new outlook. And there's a lot of confidence amongst the fan base. It's been renewed, hasn't it?
Well, I'm excited about football, but I'm really excited about basketball, Frank.
I know.
That's
I know.
Right. You got hoops. We're in hoop season, but I think I will predict this year at this time next year we'll be talking about a bowl game for the Hoos.
Hey, real quickly, West Virginia is coming up tomorrow night in Madison Square Garden as part of the Jimmy V Classic. Jody, who do you like in the game, and what's the final score? What's your prediction?
Put me on the spot here, Frank. I'm going to say the Hoos are going to win a close one, 78-75.
Well, like that, Hobbo.
We'll take that. We'll take that. Matter of fact, why don't we get Mr. Gates to get up to the microphone here and give his expectation as well relative to the game tomorrow night. A West Virginia team that's undefeated. Right? We don't have their schedule in front of them. I don't know exactly how rigorous it's been, but they certainly are a good basketball team, a real test for the Hoos.
Well, I don't think they score 75. I'll go on saying it's the first one maybe to 65, so I'll say it's 67-58.
Now, West Virginia presses a lot, but Virginia, really, pressure doesn't bother us that much with our guard play.
When you have guards the size of Malcolm and Darius and Lennon Perrantes, you can press us all you want to, you know.
Yeah, bring it on.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with a prediction of 72-70. UVA gets by the Mountaineers. I think Mountaineers are going to play hard.
I don't like that. I like 8 to 10 point victories. It's easier for my blood pressure. You know, these 2 point games that come down to the last possession, that's hard on me. I'm getting too old for that.
Make your prediction.
I think Virginia wins 67-60.
All right.
A little more comfortably.
All right. So there you have it. You got four homers here picking the Wahoos.
It's a big game, and of course, then they go on the longest exam break of anybody in Division I, 11 days until they play Villanova. And Terry, that's a question for you. I'm surprised they're coming off an exam break against such a good team. A lot of times you might play a little softer team coming off the exam break. What's your thoughts about that?
Yeah, it's Villanova who won the preseason NIT, who's a top 10 team. I don't think they'll have any problem getting up for it. That should be an electric setting for them and JPJ. I'd much rather play a team like Villanova than play a team Mount Saint, whatever. You know, you name it, fill in the blank.
Yeah, but you were playing with Ralph, Jeff Flamp, and Lee Raker. No wonder you wanted to
play. We had expectations. Hey,
speaking of Ralph, in the last couple of weeks in Sports Illustrated, there was a nice one-page article about Ralph and how he's doing today, and it was a very complimentary article. It was nice to see that in Sports Illustrated. And tip of the hat to Ralph. He straightened his life out. He had a lot of help from UVA alums, but you know, Ralph seems like he's in a much better place today.
Well, somebody at the last football game, somebody that works with Barry Parkhill, I made reference to the fact that, you know, this guy said Barry kind of downplays his playing days. But I said, if you're the ACC Player of the Year, you got to be pretty good. And from Ralph's standpoint, if you win the National Player of the Year three times, that's a heck of an accomplishment.
Well, you know, Ralph had Terry protecting it, Craig Robinson and Terry protecting the other side of the basket. So,
well,
you know,
that's right. They were doing all the heavy lifting.
It was a three-legged stool down there, down low, right?
You know, but was Bill Walton the only other player that was a three-time National Player of the Year? I think so. Yeah.
Or
so
did Alcindor do it?
I don't know if
Alcindor.
Maybe it was Kareem.
I think it was Sweet Lou in those days.
It's rarefied air, that's for sure. There aren't many in that category, and will never be again, because anybody of that capability is going to be one and done.
So. All right, so we got about a minute and a half.
Shut the door when you leave. Shut the door when you leave.
All right, guys, we have about a minute and a half to go. Remind everyone that next week, Brad Barnes to help us discuss the new hire with Bronco Mendenhall, possibly Antonio Rice. We do know that Chris Wright is scheduled to join us, and we have UVA head basketball coach Tony Bennett joining us as well.
Yeah, he'll be joining us right 6:45 next Monday night, and we'll make sure to communicate that with him. But we'll sort of structure the show that we'll have the last 15 minutes available to ask Tony questions. He'll obviously be in the middle of exam break, having played West Virginia, looking ahead to Villanova and some other California right after right. Villanova. So the schedule, December schedule, is very challenging.
Very interesting. You know, got to tip the hat to Clemson running the table this year and winning the ACC title. Alabama is a distinct number two. Oklahoma came on strong at the end and earned that third spot in the playoff. And Michigan State, much to the shock and surprise of the poor folks at Iowa, is number four.
Well, to be in the Final Four is impressive, but my money's on Alabama. But go Hoos tomorrow night against the Mountaineers.
Go Hoos.